Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for being here today. Some of you have been here all day, and thank you for supporting your kids in the Upward program. That's wonderful. And some of you are here for the first time ever, and you're probably wondering, where are you from? Well, I'm from Alabama, and no, I'm joking. I'm not from, but I am way more southern than most people here because I'm from the country of South Africa. And I'm just really excited to be here. And my name is Fledge, and I am the director of the Sun Safaris Ministry. And I live in Athens, Georgia, just down the road. I've been here for about 14 years and been married for 10, have three kids, 2, 4, and 6. And our claim to fame and absolute brilliant family planning is that they all January 12, 15, and 16. Okay, so apparently it's called spring break. Anyway, and guess what's coming up soon? Woo! So anyway, we'll see what happens. But guys, thank you for coming. But what I want to share with you today and why I'm here is my job before coming to the U.S. was to take people on photographic safari of wildlife. And so my job was to get on an open vehicle with my guests and go flying around a reserve looking for zebra and lions and leopards and elephants. And then we would go and take photos and I would share information and so forth. So yeah, I was a safari guide, if you would. Well, in 01, here in the US, I finally realized that I'm broken and a sinner and I gave my life to the Lord. And the more that I got into God's word, the more I realized the parallels of being a ranger, the excitement of being on safari in Africa, the interactions of animals, and how I could tie that in with having a relationship with the Lord. And that is how Sun Safaris came about. We are a nonprofit, Sun because Jesus is the Son of God, and Safaris because, hey, that kind of makes sense. I'm a ranger from Africa. So there you go, Sun Safaris. But I want to share with you today something that's just really, really cool. I hope to make you smile, laugh. I hope to encourage you. I hope to make you think a little bit. Let's talk about new beginnings. You know, we're in February still, and maybe some of our New Year's resolutions are still happening, right? You know, we get to January 1st, and gosh, I can't believe that year is done. This is awesome. Let's leave that year behind, right? Uh-huh. And let's start a new year. Let's start a new beginning. Let's have a clean slate. And sometimes some of us have had a great year, and so let's just continue that going. But most of the time, it's like, let's just go hit the ground running with the New Year's resolutions and maybe new thoughts, new ideas that could take us into the future. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about new creations, new beginnings. And I want to just mention three animals. One of them is the crocodile. The crocodile is a magnificent reptile. You know, people fear the crocodile, and you should because they lurk in the water. But what's amazing is that the female will go and lay eggs. And she'll build a nest, and she'll cover all the eggs and make like a mound. Do any of you have any idea how the sex of a crocodile is determined? Temperature. In that mound, 85 degrees or thereabouts, all the eggs are female. 89 degrees, male and female. Around 91 degrees, all the eggs are male. Isn't that just amazing? And so you've got this new creation, this new beginning of these little reptiles. And so you've got 30 or 40 or so eggs in this mound. And what happens is one little crocodile is ready to hatch and it starts grunting and eking and making funny little sounds. Why? Because he's talking to all his buddies who are in other eggs. And that synchronizes their birth. Everyone hatches at the same time. And then big old mom comes along with her big old jaws and scoops these crocodiles up in her mouth, carries them down to the water, and then looks after them for the next couple of years. Isn't that just amazing? Well, the second one is this absolutely pretty antelope that we have. This antelope is called an impala, and there are just thousands of impala in the African bush. In fact, it's the most prolific of all the antelope. Me as a ranger, oh, there's another impala. Oh, another impala. Yeah, another impala. And my guest for the first time, woo! Look, it's an impala. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. It's amazing because there are so many of them. But I'll tell you why. Because they are brilliant. Number one, we call them the McDonald's of the bush. Why? Because everything eats them. Okay, so it's just unfortunate for them. But I want to tell you why they are so successful. And there's a number of reasons. Number one, they mate around May or so in the winter months in the southern hemisphere. And they have about a 6 or so month gestational pregnancy. And then around the summertime, when the summer rains come, September, October, they'll give birth. But now what's amazing is if the rains haven't come yet, and there's no green, no leaves, no grass yet, An impala can withhold their pregnancy for another 3 months if they have to, waiting for those first rains to come so there's food. What is even more incredible, the way they've been created, is that if there's too much stress on the environment and there's just no food, impala will actually abort their pregnancies. Because number one, their bodies can't handle it, and number two, why should they bring something in when there's no food for it to eat in the first place? But what's incredible is when they do drop, when the rains come and the first female gives birth, the rest of the herd will synchronize with her, and each of the antelope will then drop within 3 or 4 days of each other. And that way you got lots of these little bounding, springing little creatures running around. It's the most adorable little thing to see. And when the predators come in, then they are saturated and there's a survival rate amongst the little impala. And so they don't all get wiped out at one go, if you would, by the predator. So impala are just amazing. New creation, new beginning every single year is phenomenal. But the third animal, which is one that people often get on the game drive vehicle and go, oh, can we find zebra? I want to see zebra. I have a horse at home, but it's not a zebra, okay? But man, people just love the zebra, and you should, because they are so pretty. I mean, we've got two zebras sitting right over here with the little black and white stripes. What is fascinating about the zebra? Number one, the black and white stripes of a zebra are unique to each and every individual. They are like a barcode. They are like a fingerprint. No zebra has the same stripe pattern as another. And the reason why this is important is because when a little baby zebra comes along and it's walking within an hour or so, the mother will literally shield it from the rest of the herd. So in other words, if the little one turns this way, the mother will walk in front of it. If the little one turns this way, the mother walks in front of it. And all that the little zebra will see is that unique fingerprint barcode stripe pattern. And in a herd of 500, 600, 1,000 zebra, that little baby can pick out its mother amongst all the other zebra because that barcode or that fingerprint we call has been imprinted on the little one's brain. And I just think that's absolutely fabulous. So new beginnings, new creation in nature is amazing. It's a fresh new start. You know what's great about football season? You know, the NFL's just finished the Super Bowl and one team held up the trophy and the other team went home, is that in a couple of months, they all start off with a new slate, don't they? It's a new beginning, and maybe one of them will reach the top. Well, I want to encourage you today, because I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord. I don't know where you are in your walk with Jesus Christ. But I know where I was for over 30 years, and that was not in the Lord. And when I gave my life over to the Lord in 2001, the realization was that I am a sinner, I am broken, and I cannot go on without Him. And when I chose Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, He wiped my slate clean. It's like that last year didn't exist. It's now a new year. It's a new resolution. And I am alive in Christ. And what is wonderful is it says these words in 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God. Now, you might be one of those people like, oh man, my kid likes Upward, and I don't like church, but I'm here today because you love your kid. Fabulous. Okay? Not going to come out there and beat you on the head with my real heavy Bible. Okay, that's not my job at all. But I want to encourage you that maybe you feel like you've done so much in your life that's been terrible. Maybe you feel like you are broken and a sinner, and there's no ways that anyone is going to love you, especially Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm letting you know right now. Is you need to start the conversation with someone to find out how it is to have a relationship with Christ, because your slate will be wiped clean. Clean, clean, clean. And so many people say, I don't go to church because the minister said this long ago, or I had some Christian friends and they did this to me long ago. Well, Jesus didn't say follow my followers, He said follow me. We're not supposed to follow broken people, we are all broken, including me. And I think people use that as a cop-out. I don't go to church because he said, she said. And I'm sad for that. But maybe you're sitting here today and say, you know what? It's a new year. Maybe I can have a new beginning. I really encourage you, let's find an environment with a bunch of believers where you can start asking the right questions and start having a relationship with the Lord. And then for those of you that are in a relationship with Christ and are part of a community of believers, fabulous. I encourage you to let someone know what it is, because there are people out there that need to hear this news. And what I've done is I took one of my photos, it's a picture of a zebra, and I put the scripture on there for you guys. I have a bunch of these out there on the table. Take as many as you want. Put them on as many fridges as you have in your house, or go and give them to your friends and whatever else. But it's all about being a new creation in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, my slate was wiped clean in 2001. Jesus can wipe yours clean too. Thank you very much for listening to me today. I would like to, if I may, are both teams back? Are they back yet? They're not back yet, right? Oh, I'm done, but I would like to give a picture away to one of the team members. Are they here? Where's the teams? Are they ready? Yeah, come on in. Come on in. I've got one of my photos that I'd like to give away to one of these guys. Come on in, guys. Come on in. You can come on in. And we have a very sophisticated way of choosing the names between the cheerleaders and the two teams. I took the three pages and basically just asked someone to point and shoot, and we picked out a name. So very scientific, just absolutely brilliant. But is there a Ryland here today? Where's Ryland? Come on up, dude. Come get your picture of a lion. That is for you. Do you want to go and give it to mom or dad or someone so you don't bend it or break it? Is there someone? There you go. Put up your hand. I'll claim him. Okay. There you go. Awesome. Guys, have a fabulous Saturday. Thank you for listening.